Nearly 2 years later and Gary Batula can finally start to recoup lost funds from the devastating 2023 downtown Vernon fire. Batula owns the property at 2807 30th Street, which is the site of the 2023 downtown fire. No one was injured in the blaze, yet six businesses, Vernon Center Pawn, The Cauldron Metaphysical Shop, Yumiki Consignment, Jack's and King Salon, Classy Canine Grooming and the Okanagan Eatery were destroyed. After spending months dealing with insurance agencies and getting rid of the wreckage, a plan was in place to set up a parking lot at the property. MPark did all the paperwork and it was zoned the same as the city's parking lot, said Batula. However, 2 days after we opened in December, they shut us down because of permitting. Now, in April, the 38-vehicle lot has officially opened, after going through all the hoops that the city put in place, including reaching out to nearby businesses on if having a parking lot in the area would be beneficial. All these businesses, like the Friendship Center, the Hamlets, lawyers, they all approached us asking for more parking because it is badly needed in the downtown core, Batula said, while also remarking that the soon-to-be-constructed Greater Vernon Cultural Center will be taking away parking spaces downtown as well. Additionally, on Tuesday, April 15, Batula found several Vernon vehicles on the parking lot and the alleyway behind shut down. Vernon city crews were doing work there, which prompted the closure, much to the chagrin of Batula. This is a slap in the face, he said. I didn't receive an email or text message, nothing was sent to me and you are going to park in my parking lot right after it opened? Come on. Vernon City spokesperson Josh Winquist said that direct notifications for laneway closures aren't a legislated requirement. For the temporary laneway closure east of 30th Street, between 28th and 29th Avenue, the city delivered printed notices to several nearby businesses expected to be directly impacted, said Winquist. The city makes a consistent effort to inform those who may be affected by upcoming roadwork. This includes using a mix of communication tools, such as the city's website, e-subscriber emails, social media, news media, and hand-delivered notices to nearby properties. Batula said that his family has been in Vernon all his life, and seeing his business being burnt down was a tough pill to swallow. There have been several fires in the back alley, and it's a shame because Vernon bylaw cannot do anything on private property, he said. Ideally, this property would be turned into a building and put to some use, but it has been months since the city shut us down and it is frustrating. This will be a parking lot for the near future as it provides some sort of revenue stream for my family. Asked if a location would eventually be turned into another business or housing plan, Batula is jaded. Maybe in 5 years we will build something there, something with housing on top and businesses down low, he said. But there is no love for me to want to help out because the city of Vernon is not there to help us.